Blog Talk Radio.
To the sky!
keep your head to the sky. Yes. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. That's right. This is live, folks. It's been a while, and I've missed you. I'm going to take a little brief break to make sure our guest is with us. Bear with us here. All right, so we just took a little brief respite to make sure that our esteemed guest was with us. And so, again, I want to welcome all the listeners to another edition, a live edition. Yes, yes, we've been doing some replays recently as we regroup and we revamp and restructure our programming. So we'll be coming back consistently live in the very near future. I'm just plumb pleasingly pleased to be talking with you live. So you have to bear with me if I just get overwhelmed with my own energy that I'm feeding off of, not to mention that as we go live for the first time in a few weeks, we've been doing some replays this evening with someone that is just near and dear to me, a mentor, a friend, someone I have a great esteem and respect for, and what better way to bridge us back into our live programming than with this individual. And for those of you on the mail list, you know exactly who I'm referring to. So I'm going to leave that carrot out there for just a moment to hopefully incent some of you to get on the mail list, which you can easily do by just simply sending me an email to productivenews@msn.com. That's productive news. Yes, we've evolved into production from progression. So, as I said, I'm just plumb pleasingly excited this evening. And with that said, we're going to get right into our programming. Not much of a monologue this evening. I tell you, I'm just pleased here. And so our special guest is Dr. Glenn Mendoza, respectfully known as Master Glenn. And for my regular listeners, which I would dare say probably about 80% of you are, you know who we're referring to. Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Glenn, is an MD. He specializes in premature and critically ill infants. He developed the neonatal intensive care unit at Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern, New York, and I can go on and talk about his accolades. He is a master chronic healer, one of only a handful or so in the world. He's an author, meditation expert, astrology specialist. I can go on and on, not to mention he is a benevolent humanitarian. And so we just give him bundles and bundles of love as he takes some time out this evening to discuss a few things, because it's been a while, and I'm hoping his schedule permits, because we may not be on that long this evening, maybe 15 or 20 minutes, his time permitting. As we approach the full moon next week, which I believe is Wednesday, I'm hoping that he'll be able to come back on that Thursday and really speak more in-depthly about some of the topics we'll talk about this evening, such as the books, and maybe more about some of the energies of the full moon as we will be in the waning, just barely in the waning of that full moon. So this evening, I do want to talk about the fact that we are in the astrological sun sign of Libra. For all my Libras out there, happy birthday, including my wife. And also, we're going to talk about some of the energies associated and characteristics. And then I want to just touch upon some aspects of one of the books. I really have been wanting to get into this for several months, and so hopefully we can begin to do that and continue next week. So, with that said, in the wings, figuratively speaking, we have Dr. Glenn Mendoza. The next voice you hear will be that of Dr. Master Glenn Mendoza. Master Glenn, are you in studio?
Yes. Thank you, Daryl.
Master Glenn, talk to us. It's just such a pleasure to have you back, and we've missed you, and I've had folks wondering, you know, when is Master Glenn coming back? And so it's just a pleasure, and I truly enjoyed the meditation last night. Hopefully we'll talk a little bit about that as well if we have a little bit of time. So welcome back to another edition of Progressive Productive News Weekly.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Happy to be in your show, and thank you very much. And your wife is Libra. That's good.
Yes. Yes. So I know we're in that sign of Libra.
Libra is an air sign. An air sign is actually like mind. The two other air signs are Gemini and Aquarius. So they are more or less a thinking kind of people. But at the same time, Libras are known for love, of being around other people. So Libras are love. They're extroverted people, incredibly cooperative, fair-minded. Is that your wife like that? Fair-minded.
Yes.
They're balanced. They're firmly in the power of actually social, I would say, connection.
And speaks her mind, too.
And
as all the
mind,
ones I know do.
Their mind. So the Libras are those born between September 23 and October 22nd. So Librans are, because they're ruled exoterically, when I say exoterically, that is traditionally by Venus, they are known to be being charming, beautiful, and well-balanced. They thrive on making things orderly and beautifully or aesthetically pleasing, and they want balance. They Libra means the balance, the balance of justice. So they crave balance, and they can be equally as self-indulgent as they are generous. So Libras are also the kings and queens of compromise. They are good in diplomacy. They like making peace between others. This makes them great leaders, friends, and partners, and can apply these positive qualities not in their personal but also in their professional lives. Sometimes a leader, a Libran leader, could be great, but usually with our kind of politics going on right now, maybe a Libran might not be a good leader. The Libra leader we have was actually Carter. President Carter was a Libra. So what they were saying was he wants to compromise. He wants to be a diplomat. So some people who are, what do you call that, hawks, they want to show how powerful country is the United States. A Libra might be a little difficult because they want to show how powerful our country is. I think during that time there was this Iraq they were able to get Americans as hostages in Iraq. And I think he wanted to have balance. So Liberals are exciting people to be around. Their positive qualities, I mentioned, they're natural peacemakers. They're tactful. They're diplomatic. So if you have some problems, people, the Libra could see both sides. And they could be a good peacemaker. They choose their words carefully and aim to find, they want common grounds with as many people as possible. Being a diplomat, they are fair. They have a strong sense of justice. That's why if you go to court, you will see the blind woman having the balance. So they want to make sure everyone gets heard. They are passionate about making sure that things are balanced and fair. They're also idealistic. They always look at the brighter side of life. They see the best in all people. They are to believe, my wife is also Libra, but I think if you have something, you're going to buy a car, you're going to buy a home, furniture, you're going to buy a house, or you're going to buy anything, or even a trip, or even what, put it to a Libra, they will balance the good and the not so good, and it's easy for you to decide. Yes or no, Darryl?
They don't miss much. You're right.
They could see both sides easily.
Mm-hmm.
I hope your listeners could do that. So if you know a person who's Libra, they're even keel. They know they could always see the bright and the not so bright, and they could present it. They're idealistic, though. They see the best in people and in all situations. They will see it. They have great intentions and think of the best of people, and they think of the best of their ideas, other people's ideas. And they have high hopes of starting new projects. They want to start new projects. They thrive on it. It's something, especially something beautiful. Something's like a house, decorating a house, doing a party, doing something creatively. Liberals are good at that. Socially, they are a few sides more extroverted than Liberals. They love people, so they're comfortable with people already. They love meeting people, new people also. They surround themselves with interesting people that can introduce them to new things. Being social is one of the most fundamental elements of a Libra personality. And witty, smart, excellent. They're clever. They have imaginations and quick on their feet, active imaginations and quick on their feet, and great problem solvers. Basically, Libra is one of the signs that are really easily likable. Of course, depends on other areas. But okay, let's go a little bit more deeper. They are basically, as I said, tactful. They're diplomatic. They can fit in any place, anytime, anyone. It's like somebody said, Librans are shapeshifters. They could easily adjust. And they like, as I said, they love to, this is what, if you have some Librans, they love to think, they love to analyze, they love to dissect stuff, which makes them really good into looking at things, and they could balance it. They hate disorder. They hate conflict. They hate mess, that kind of thing. Isn't that fantastic? And you could see, I would not be surprised that most of the celebrities that we see on film and televisions, they may be Librans because they're thrive on it. Great listeners. They read a lot. They're idealistic, and they just love beautiful things. So that's basically what a Libra can do. What else? So that's what. So what now? So we're from October 22, from September 22 to October 23. We have the Librans. From September 23 to October 22nd. I'm sorry. We have Libra. So we're actually in the midst of Libra. And during the full moon, which we're going to have next Wednesday, which is actually just close to the end of the Libra, we would like to absorb all these qualities. For the Librans, it will just magnify what's innate with them. For those of us who are not Librans, we will get these positive qualities. We want that. So we've been doing this full moon meditation. Full moon meditation puts the Earth in actually the polar opposites of the Sun and the Moon. So the Earth, just visualize during full moon, the Earth is between the Sun and the Moon. So you get all these qualities of the two signs, actually, not only on Libra, but even the polar opposite of Libra. So what happened was that we do that. I think the meditation, the full moon meditation will be in the morning, around 10:35 in the morning. Last month, we were blessed wherein we were able to meditate during the exact full moon. But anyway, it does not matter. We have another concept or another principle that is going, which I'd like to, let me wrap that first thing first. So we're going to have a meditation on Wednesday next week. This will be October 20th at 8 o'clock in the evening. And I'll send the details to Daryl so you could join it. Or you could go to fullmoonmeditation.us and it will give you how to register and join the meditation group. This is fully eclectic. Our goal is to bless, use meditation as something to do service. We will bless the Earth. The good news, as we are seeing, looks like the COVID seems to slow down. So that is good news. We kept on blessing it for almost a year and a half, or close to 2 years, since March of 2020. So we've been doing that to bless healing. And you will bless also, because there'll be a tremendous amount of energy. You could bless your projects, your loved ones, your work, your goals, and just bless with us for the Earth at the same time. So one other so that's basically a full moon, and that's basically what Libra is. On the second aspect, which I would like to alert the people, we're on October 18, we're going to end what they call Mercury retrograde. Okay? Mercury retrograde. You've probably heard it. Mercury retrograde means it's like retrograde. Looks like the way that Mercury is moving, it's moving backwards. But actually, Mercury retrogrades, it means it passes the Earth. Mercury is closest to the Sun. It passes the Earth 3 or 4 times. And just visualize you were in a car and another car passes you by. You will notice, you could tell that it was going faster than you. But if you slow down and you then pass it, it will appear that the car was actually going backwards. But actually, that is what we call retrograde. So why is this? Why is this important? What's this concept? Mercury, being the god of communication, or Hermes, is the type of communication, listening, speaking, learning, reading, editing, researching, anything. It's communication by mouth, communication, or Mercury rules also contracts and agreements. Why is that? When Mercury goes into retrograde, these are the things that you should avoid. What you should not do, we're still in Mercury retrograde. So it's important that you don't do permanent, decisions. Don't get married on a Mercury retrograde. Don't sign a contract on Mercury retrograde. Do not have plastic surgery on a Mercury retrograde. Those are the things that you should avoid. But listen, for those of you who need surgery, you don't have a choice. If it's an emergency, do it. But if you could postpone some of the things, hold off until Mercury starts to correct itself. So anything I don't know, that's why communication also, so it's possible that any appliances, electronic devices, computers, they could have some problems, or even with Zoom or FaceTime, you might have some problems during this time. So that's Mercury retrograde. What's the good thing? What's the good thing during Mercury retrograde? The good thing is that you could meditate. Why? Because they said that you could take a trip, a pleasure trip. It's a perfect time to get away. Why? Because everybody is topsy-turvy and they will miss you. Problem-solving ability, your advice while you're away. Number two was that you could do some meditation also. I did examples where in good time to meditate is Mercury retrograde, because communication will be silent. That's basically it, the concept of Mercury retrograde. The deeper meaning is that since during Mercury retrograde, our everyday thoughts are interrupted, our actions are interrupted. So it's an opportunity to go between the thoughts, between the gap, or look into the gap. That's basically it, Darryl. Do you have any questions?
So, yes. So Mercury retrograde, when I think retro, is that meaning it's spinning in a different way? We're literally talking about the planet Mercury, first of all, correct?
Yeah, yes. It's not the car Mercury or whatever, you know. Mercury, we're talking about the planet Mercury since it's closest to the sun. When
right.
it comes closest to the Earth, it slows down. And it has this perception that it is moving opposite way, which it's not, though.
So the retrograde means it's closest to Earth?
Yes, yes, when it comes closest to Earth during that time.
And that happens so many times every year or just years?
Three to four times a year. Mercury will speed past the Earth, and that is when we experience a retrograde period. Since I think
and so
Mercury
obviously,
is about,
go ahead, please.
No, I think Mercury, the Earth revolves around the Sun 365 days. I think Mercury revolves around 88 days. I think that's my estimate. It's definitely less than the Sun.
You said 88 days?
Yeah, 88. The Mercury's, remember, the Earth rotates around the Sun 365 days. That's 1 year. So the
correct.
Mercury, being closest to the Sun, rotates around the Sun every 88 Earth days. I would say
wow.
Earth days. It's
wow.
faster than any other planet.
Wow. I mean, is that like 88 days in a year, in effect? I mean...
Yeah, no, 1 year in Mercury's 88 Earth days. They are,
wow.
They are only, I remember, I'm looking now on my notes, they are around 40 million from the sun, miles from the sun. They could be close to 30 million to 40 million from the sun.
So I just want to touch upon
yes.
I want to touch upon the concept of communication.
Yeah.
The God of communication.
You have problems with your connections, or but we just had connection problem, but it's my iPhone because I put it on silence for any unknown number when you were calling.
Okay.
That's why. So maybe that was Mercury retrograde in some aspect.
Okay, and yeah, maybe so, because even I guess it can influence us as well, because we had a little bit later start time as the there was a programming error in uploading our program. It's internet radio, and there are slots which we fall into. I won't get into the details of the production, and our slot was eliminated basically, and so I had to push into the next slot. And so there's some communication issues there, but I think I could have avoided it if I had caught that. So are we also, we have that divine ability to make decisions and be conscious and aware. So with this retrograde, will influence us as well, just like the moon influences us in a positive or negative way?
Yeah, when we're aware of it, then we could do something about it.
That was
aware
my point.
That we should not sign contracts. You know, I don't have to sign contracts. I don't have to sign for a new house. You could accept a house, but you're not going to move in. I said, okay, but I committed myself, but I'll sign it on October 19th. Find a reason. My lawyer will like to review it. Find a reason to put it off, especially contracts. Don't get married on a Mercury retrograde because it's just a short time. It's like the energy. Let me put it in this way for your audience. Mercury is good and in retrograde, but it's only good for a short period of time. So you don't want contractual Mercury, planet Mercury, or the god Mercury rules communication and rules contracts also. So contracts or agreements should be put off and not signed during Mercury retrograde.
Okay. So thinking in terms of the communication piece, breaking it down a little bit, apparently as the moon influences us, the planet Mercury influences the planet Earth. It has this communication effect.
Yes.
Is similar to the moon affects us, very apparent. With the moon, we can see that physically because the water with the tides, it's a little bit different with Mercury because you can't see anything physical as far as I know. It doesn't influence anything physical, does it, like the moon does?
Actually, yes. Is physically is communication. Okay, let me go back. We've been talking about full moon meditation, and when we talk about full moon, we are talking about what do you call that? Celestial bodies, the sun, the moon. Okay, let's go back to basic astrology. Remember, we're talking about astrology when we talk about full moon because we talk about Libra. So. For your listeners, you know when you were born. You know exactly when you were born. So when you were born, okay, basic principle, the sun is the center, and all the planets are revolving around the sun, including the Earth. Yes?
Yes.
So what happened when you were born, on the backdrop of the sun, look at the sun and with your fist and visualize around it are actually the planets, Mercury, Earth, Venus, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and Jupiter, and all the planets, all the way to Pluto and other planets. So they're moving around the sun. And zoom out, on the backdrop of the sun, you will actually have the constellations. The constellation is described as two or more suns. So that means it's like our sun, but bigger. And they are actually, when you were born, the Cancer, the constellation Cancer, which ancients have known before because astrology predates astronomy. What happened, the backdrop of the sun are the constellation, and you have a snapshot of that when you were born. Ergo, what does that mean? As the planets revolve around the Earth, there are influences of the planets on us, on our birth. And that's what we're seeing on our birth chart. So I wanted to look at your third house. Now we're going to do another concept. Within the natal chart, we have houses. The third house, they're divided into 12 houses, and each house is its own ruler, which is a sign also. The third sign is actually, the third house is actually communication. I would not be surprised that you have Mercury or you have some influential planetary effects on your third house communication, because that's how you express your vocation or your love of knowledge and ideas.
So it in terms of astronomy, it goes way beyond a sun sign, for example.
Yes.
And we were talking earlier about...
talk about Libra. Yeah.
A rising sign. We were, having a little discussion earlier.
I have you as 1:15 a.m. You did say it.
Mm-hmm.
You did say it. You said you didn't know, but you were 1:15 a.m.
Yeah.
I thought I had mentioned
it to you.
Your Mercury, look at this. Your Mercury is in Gemini and in the third house. That's why you are where you are. Communication.
Now, I don't really understand
like
what you just said, but I heard Mercury in there somewhere,
Mercury,
which is communication, but I also heard Gemini.
Okay.
You said my Mercury is in the third house.
Okay, remember I said, Mercury is the godcation of travel, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was that was where your Mercury is, and what happened was that it is in the third house. The third house is actually your mind. So Mercury is in Gemini. Gemini is, remember I mentioned there are three air signs. Three air signs means ideas. Three air signs means a mental sign. Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
So this means that the planet Mercury is in the third house in Gemini. Remember I said the third house now is ruled by the mind, and Gemini, the sun sign, is actually influential in that. Three things. First, you have a house. That third house is actually, all of us have houses. There are 12 houses, I said. The third house is communication. Look at this, Farrell. Local community and expression of help and guidance. You understand? So you have a third house of communication. Mercury is in the third house. The god of communication is in its environment. And that environment is Gemini energy, which is ruled by Mercury, ruled by ideas. So that's why your work and your mind works well in communication.
In that environment. Mm-hmm.
In that environment. Mental pursuits, in an intellectual rather than practical, more of intellectual. You stimulate your listeners. Of course, I'll tell this to your listeners. The world of information and information change is in Daryl's radio program. You profit from narrowing your focus and concentrating on particular area or issues of the time, and you cultivate that. That's in your third house.
So this is a natural domain for me.
Yes. So it is basically natural. You basically said it. Yes.
Well, it feels natural. I love what I do,
and I do it from my heart. And I'll add one more thing. Your Venus is in Gemini, which is on the third house again. So you have two planets on the third house of communication, Mercury and Venus. When you put Mercury and Venus, it's fantastic.
I understand the Gemini aspect, but the Venus, I'm not getting that. You said the Venus,
Venus is
in Gemini.
Love. Venus is balance. Venus is love. Venus is balance. Venus is beauty. So you have beauty in your communication. That's why you could use these words to actually captivate your audience. Your love of words, your love of communication, your love of addressing issues. And putting energy into it, it's interesting. And you didn't know about it.
I didn't realize, as you said, it's one thing to not know something and then to be able to step back and see where you are and what you are and to get a better understanding of your natural attributes and inclinations, which I was speaking to the listeners.
Yes. Remember that we do astrology to understand ourselves. In your case, we go one step deeper. The third house is ruled by Gemini, and its ruling planet is Mercury. And guess what? They are there. The third house is the house of communication. Isn't that fantastic? It rules your mind and your intellect. And you approach it to analyze problems and how you perceive information, what is happening in the world, what is happening in your community, you express it. Come on. Those who are listening, let's give a silent clap to Daryl for really, actually, this is the reality of it. It's in your minds, your words, and how do you express yourself. That was fantastic.
That's interesting. I, of course, naturally listening to you, I'm stepping back and just kind of visualizing, why the what, because I kind of get the what. I do what I do, and my friends and colleagues and relatives and wife and children, they those who are close, they know, because they know me, the what.
Yes.
That's just who he is. He's not going to budge. He's not going to change. He hasn't changed in, depending on how long they've known me, 10 years I've known him or 50 years I've known him. That's who he is, my siblings. But now I have a better understanding of the why. You know, I've kind of known the what.
Yes.
I've accepted it for who I am. I just don't see myself changing. But to have that what piece, kind of, I sense it's going to give me sort of an impetus, you know, to move forward with the why behind it as an impetus. When we talk about the what, I got a better idea of the why. And that why is, as you say, everything is energy and energy is everything. I sense will provide some, you know, useful energy, I'll put it that way.
Yes. Wow. And,
if
and
that
you could
makes
add
any
more,
sense.
One more thing. Yeah, you could add one more thing. And, of course, for those who are listeners, the same thing with what you have. You add the how. The how, these are my tools. And now I realize by my sign, I could express myself clearly, and you knew that, you know that. I could express myself, my thoughts, my words. This is my what. And what happened was that, and why? Because now I realize I have those planets in my snapshot, in my energy, and how I could approach problem with those gifts. And that's how you've been solving problems with your mind.
You know, it's interesting, and I don't want to make this just about me, and you know, listeners, you're welcome to tune in, and I know we're running down on time, and we didn't get into some of the
mm-hmm.
other things, such as spiritual truth, and in all fairness to my listeners, I'm going to, you know, put you on the spot like I've done so many times over the many years, and say I'm hoping, which I haven't done many times, I don't do often, but if you're available, you know, I'd like to really expound and give our listeners an opportunity to participate in this, because I can sense their energy, and that's, I believe, without trying to be egregious or egotistical, I just feel it is a gift to sense energy, and I sense that there are those that are kind of chomping at, well, what about me? I'd like to learn more about this. So I'm hoping, if not next week, then, you know, maybe the following week, that we can spend some time focusing on this, because I'm looking as an analogy at this as something that our listeners can use to understand their gifts better. It's one thing to be a natural at something, to have a natural talent at running or catching a ball or hitting a tennis ball or swinging a golf club, and then another to have the knowledge of being able to hone that, because you realize you have the skill. I mean, if you're able to, you know, run and you know, you're not really in a competitive environment or interest, but then you realize that you do have a gift, then you can better utilize that as a tool. It's as though, you know, if you're a mechanic or an engineer and you have a toolkit, you know that you have the toolkit and you're using it day to day. But then you understand that you have a gift to really utilize that. So now you're going to delve a little bit deeper, and that's kind of what I'm sensing here. That to another level. And there have been those around me who have, you know, spoken to that effect, you know, notwithstanding, you know, my wife, those who are close to me, my partner, you know, our
mm-hmm.
producer, you know, I'm speaking of Cecil, you know, there are those around me who have said, you know, stop playing around, in effect, you know, take this
mm-hmm.
to the level where you can. And sometimes my wife says this, people seeing you things that you don't see. And that's what I'm kind of referring to. Maybe we can help our listeners to see some things that they don't see. They're doing, they're using their gifts wherever, whatever they do, whether, you know, they work with numbers or with people or with tools. So they know they're good and they do it well, but they don't realize that it's actually something that's part of their nature. And you say, well, what difference does it make if they're good at it? But it can make a difference when you say, understand that this is part of your nature. Now, it's that energy that you talk about, I believe, so much. It's like, whoa, okay. Now I'm really going to be the standout because I understand this isn't something that just comes easy to me. This is a gift. Isn't there a difference? You know, between knowing that, you know, that's the difference between, I didn't want to go there because I don't want to make it sound like this is about me speaking about me, because I'm really talking about all those
Everybody,
who in the listening audience, everyone.
We understand.
Help me out here. I'm kind of stuck out here, what I'm trying to say. Master Glenn.
No, you're just being, I think you're just being humble in a certain way. You don't want to say it, but you basically, your listeners will know that they listen to you because they see an intellectual person addressing the issues that they have now, and they say that they see that in you. You express it very well.
Now, with that said, as we wrap up, we approach the top of the hour, and I believe I heard you say this. Does not everyone, and I've been blessed to be a benefactor of your gifts. Does not everyone have? Well, yeah, everyone has to, because everyone has their own house,
yeah.
And what you're telling me, right? Everyone has a third house, and right, it may not be the same as mine, but everyone has that special area that applies to them, right?
Yes.
And wouldn't that be nice for everyone to know what that is? This is where I'm headed. Right? It would be, because I'm telling you, benefited.
You're fantastic, Daryl. And I think your audience, your listeners understand that.
And so, we were talking about Libra, for example.
Thank you. Yes.
Earlier, right? And
yes.
Some of the attributes. And for those of you who are joining late, we're talking with Dr., respectfully, Master Glenn Mendoza, medical doctor, master pranic healer, one of only a handful or maybe a little more than a handful in the world who are master pranic healers. Author, meditation expert, astrology specialist. And we've been talking about, well, aspects of energy tonight, astrological plane, if you will. And we delved a little bit deeper past the sun aspect of energy, the sun sign we know. And we delved a little bit deeper and began to talk about the houses. And that came from a conversation about the fact that we are in a retrograde. And a retrograde, isn't it tied with energy, Master Glenn? Right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, so
yes.
Retrograde, meaning that the influences of the planet of Mercury, and there are influences because everything is energy and energy is everything. So if the seat that we're sitting on, whether you're sitting on a couch or a stool or chair or whatever it is, or in your car seat, there's energy there. Because we know, if you want to get scientific, and I love to do this because we have the naysayers who want to say, oh boy, you're getting off into some really, you know, anti-religious or some nebulous, wait, we can go science on this. You know, take it back to fifth grade science when we had atoms and neutrons and protons. That's energy. And so you know, I won't go into that with depth, but to say that, okay, sun, moon, is anyone disputing the moon influences the tides? That, and we've talked about this for years, during the full moon, there's just a bit more activity, and who better than our own medical doctor, Glenn Mendoza, to talk about the emergency rooms and how there's, and this is documented, you know, a little bit more activity during full moon. But we also said that, you know, those things are associated with, well, negative. Who wants to be in an emergency room? But there's also a positive side to that. And that's what we're talking about. Because that same energy that happens to cause accidents or whatever there are can also be utilized to, for example, we talked about the attributes of Libra. The same energy can be used to bring about critical thinking, love. These are attributes of the Libras for all my Libras out there who came in late. Peacemaking, excitement, being diplomatic, being idealistic, being able to be socially extroverted in case there's some shy folks out. This might be a good time to, you know, kind of stretch your envelope, push your envelope, being a clear thinker. So these are the energies that are available to us. Now back to the retrograde piece, what we found out was, in summary, that there are things associated with Mercury as it passes by the planet, and it has to do with communication. And these things go back eons of years. And it was determined that it's associated with communication. And I'm going to make a stretch and say, I know there might be those that say, well, he talked about another god. Wait a minute. I'm not being sacrilegious because, you know, everyone knows where I am. I'm Christian, love my Lord God through Jesus. And so, no, it's not sacrilegious. So if you don't like that term God, and Master Glenn, in all due respect, I'm going to, you know, put a stretch of a statement out there, then let it go if you don't like that term. But it over centuries and eons, it has been determined, just like we found out that the moon does influence humans, which is indisputable, that Mercury is associated with things related to communication, and that if you can avoid things that involve communication, this would be a good time to do that, at least while we're in retrograde, which is in effect through, I believe it was, you said October 18th, Master Glenn?
Mm-hmm, October 18th.
Yeah, October 18th. So if you can, and like Master Glenn said, if you got a, you know, surgery scheduled, you know, you don't want to avoid that. It doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to be a failure. It doesn't mean that. Matter of fact, it might be a huge success. It just means if you have a choice that you might want to avoid, you know, a contract at this time, or closing on a house, or, you know, if of course, if you have a marriage planned and you've been planning it for a year or 18 months or 6 months, or, you're not going to be able to change that. Just be aware. Just be conscious of that. That's all that we're saying, is to utilize the awareness. And that's what I was saying earlier when I said, I had a little glitch trying to get the program up. Should have been more tuned in to exactly what I was doing. So if you are going to have to do a contract, you want to really, and I may be stepping out of my bounds here, Master Glenn, you just want to be really aware that, okay, this is a time where, you know, you have to be careful with contracts. So maybe I want to read the small print three times instead of two times, which I normally do with doing a contract. So I know I'm going to be a lot more careful as I'm looking into the next days ahead. We had flooding out here, and I was affected. You know, we had some flooding here. I was fortunate. We didn't have feet. We had inches. But inches can do a lot of damage across a wide area, such as a basement, you know. So 3 inches can do a lot. So, you know, we're going through, you know, what do we have to do to, you know, recover from this? And we may be looking at having someone come in, and maybe I won't, you know, make any commitments until after Monday. So, and if, you know, something is going on that has to happen, I'll be very careful. And so, Master Glenn, that was just kind of a summary. How did I do? Did I step out of boundaries really anywhere way badly?
Nope. You're fantastic. You were good. You were good.
Well, you know,
you
I had a
fantastic.
Great teacher. I have
okay.
a great teacher. Master Glenn,
you're
you
fantastic.
Are fantastic.
Thank
to
you.
Our listeners who tuned in a little bit later, because I know this was impromptu, and Master Glenn was just gracious enough to spontaneously join us this evening, because I didn't know we were going to have Master Glenn on. So for those of you who say, why'd you let us know so late? I just got the message today, this evening. Because it just occurred to me, and maybe, you know, just naturally the energy, having listened in with Master Glenn's Wednesday meditations. And that's interesting, Master Glenn, you do Wednesday meditation every Wednesday. So listeners, every Wednesday, Master Glenn does meditation. So if you want to, you know, kind of hone your meditation skills, every Wednesday, that's every Wednesday, at least, you know, until he decides that, you know, maybe we're not going to do it any longer, but I would say you want to utilize that opportunity to hone your meditation skills, because he does guided meditation every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And Master Glenn, is that a scenario where they have to get an invitation, or is that also available at
I think it's in the full moon meditation. I think it's there also. Yes.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yes. We've been doing that for your listeners. We've been doing this since the COVID started.
Right.
We've been doing that as a service to Mother Earth, so we can do that.
Right. So that is at the
fullmoonmeditation.us,
yes, fullmoonmeditation.us, yes. So if you go to fullmoonmeditation.us, then you know, you can also on any given week tune in for meditation. And meditation is good, especially if you're going through something. I find it helpful. I don't always catch it in full every Wednesday, but if I'm really finding myself going through something, I try to make sure I catch it, because it just helps me to bring down some of the anxiety, some of the negative energies, and to purge some of that so that I can be more open and clear to the divine, to the balance that we all seek and have access to. Now, next Wednesday will be extra special because it's a full moon, and Master Glenn will be available for his full moon global meditation. So you'll be on not just with the hundreds, maybe with, I don't know, thousands of individuals around the world on Wednesday, and there's a lot of energy there. So if you have projects and things that you're interested in enhancing, it's a good time to tune in. And then I'm going to be bugging, and I say bug affectionately, Master Glenn to see if he'll join us the day after that on Thursday. Maybe we can talk more about these third houses, and you can have the opportunity, because I know I'm talking my head off here, so to speak, and you're not getting a chance to call in, and I know I'm seeing folks that are interested, but that'll be a carrot for you, hopefully, and stay tuned, because you'll have advance notice. And if Master Glenn is available next Thursday, you'll have more than a few days advance notice. If he gives me an okay tomorrow, I'll put that email out tomorrow. If he tells me over the weekend and he needs time to determine if he's available, as soon as he is, I will put that out there so we can get a full opportunity for you to share with your loved ones, family, colleagues, that we're going to have a special session next Thursday. And of course, you want to tune in early, because we can only take so many callers. And of course, you know, it's the first, as we have our engineer, you know, pull those who who call in and click on the interest in expressing a question or comment. So you'll want to tune in early, and we'll be ready for you. That's what I'm going to tell you. So with that, I put you on the spot, Master Glenn. But I know if you can't, you can't. But if you can't, then hopefully we'll be able to schedule something later, and I'll get that out as soon as you give me, you know, your next availability. But we're not certainly going to wait till next month, hopefully. With that said, I just want to tell everyone, thank you for tuning in. Master Glenn, thank you. I appreciate you so much. Is there
thank
any
you.
Closing words that you have for us? Because I know you spent an enormous amount of time with us.
Now, I think what we've seen tonight was basically application of astrology with us, and we know it. He knows it. He knows the why. Now he knows the what. Then he knows the tools that he can do. So the how on how to. Those are the strengths, and later on you'll find in astrology some of the weaknesses that we have to be aware of. When we're aware of our weaknesses, we become conscious about it, and so we don't mess up. That's it. You're doing a good job, Darrell Clark.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that coming from a master.
Bye-bye.
Well, we have been talking. Good night. And tell family and loved ones I said hi and stay safe. So we've been talking with Master Glenn Mendoza, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, who is a doctor, as I mentioned. He's past director of neonatology for 21 plus years at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern, New York. He's now practicing as a master pranic healer. So he therefore is an integrated, as we say, integrated physician. He's been on 60 Minutes and all the major media in respect to his acumen. So this pranic healing is respected in the health industry. And we're going to be talking more about it in the days ahead, especially as we are all going through this, you know, this COVID. So I know there are those that are interested in how the pranic healing can influence this scourge that is now pervasive around the planet. And that's a topic in and of itself. So with that, I want to thank everyone who tuned in spontaneously this evening. I thought I saw, I don't know if, I believe our engineer is with us. It's such a pleasure. So we don't talk enough. I think Cecil is with us. If he has any words of wisdom, always love to hear from him. Yep, Cecil is with us. I see his number. But with that said, I just want to welcome everyone back. We're live, and we're looking forward to, evolving productively going forward. We'll be as hard-hitting as ever, if not more, bringing you the insight, perspective of, you know, what's happening, you know, in our society, and things that will hopefully encourage you and inspire you and empower you, enlighten you, and of course inform you and instill you to make a difference in your life and your loved one's life for good, for production. And with that, we're gonna close out another session, unless anyone has any very, very pressing comments. Of course, you know the number. It's 347-838-9142. And whenever you have a comment, you just press 1 on that touch tone dial, and you're welcome to express what's on your mind. Running short on time this evening, but again, I just want to thank you for tuning in this evening. It has been a plum pleasing, pleasure to get back live and feel your energy and exchange the energy. I feel the love. I give the love, and it's just a great exchange. I pray everyone is safe, and you and your loved ones are safe and well. Continue to be aware. If nothing else, begin with awareness of what's going on. And with us working this together, supporting one another, I ask you keep me in your prayers for wellness, me and my loved ones. And I tell you what, I'm doing the same for you. God bless them, each and every one. So until hopefully next week we can get Dr. Mendoza back and we'll begin our live programming. Until then, I'm just going to ask that keep in touch. Drop me an email. ProductiveNews@Outlook.com is the new email. ProductiveNews@MSN.com. In the meantime, keep in touch. Keep in touch. Tell someone in your family or a loved one that you do love them. It's important. There's energy in those words. Let them know. Don't just show it, which is most important. Just let them know. Tell them. Keep in touch.